Hi, and welcome to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, your host, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl, and
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, you heard that right. The Jennifer Lopez is sitting right here next to me. This is so exciting. I think you're the first in-person YouTube guest to appear.
Okay. Go on. Okay.
So those of you who don't know, and if you don't, where have you been? I don't know. This is Bestie Jennifer. I've mentioned before, and we became, what's the word, intertwined with each other's lives in college, and we're stuck together forever.
Yeah.
And that's that.
You know what they say, keep your enemies close.
And
you're, yeah.
I thought it was keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Well, that's what I meant, bitch.
Oh, okay.
And you know it.
And you know.
Hi, I'm Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray.
You can't
stop an avalanche.
No, but what is that about? Like, actually, what is that about? Because no.
No, because she fell off so hard.
She did. Because wasn't her only project Hairspray?
And that I think so.
And that was literally it. And now Miss Girl is starved for the fame.
And you know, it's so embarrassing because every single tweet is like, hey, it's Nikki. And it's like, this girl, why don't you just DM them?
Right? No, I'm convinced. I saw a comment on TikTok that said, girl, do you think that you're DMing them? I don't know what was going on there, but it was like, hey, Bruno Mars, it's me, Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray.
No, because I'm embarrassed.
The secondhand embarrassment is really real.
You know, you mentioning Bruno Mars, there was, like, this meme, but, like, it actually happened, right?
Right.
Where, basically, this random girl, posted on her story, like, should I date Bruno Mars? And Bruno Mars literally, like, voted on the poll no.
Wow, that's crazy.
Like,
that's the kind of shit that I would do if I was famous, to be honest.
No, I know, yeah, because that's like, swear SZA, she'll be like in the comments sometimes.
She does be in the comments sometimes.
Yeah.
I kind of love SZA though for her that.
Yeah.
For her that?
For her that?
Love her for that.
I love her for her dad.
Who's her dad?
I don't know, girl.
That's crazy. So, Miss Girl, I know you have a list of things that you'd like to discuss in today's episode.
That is right.
Do you want to jump right into it?
Okay.
Also, I would like to make mention of the gorgeous new backdrop, courtesy of Miss Jen over here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
The brains
are crazy.
This is what I went to college for.
It is, actually.
For coming up with ideas like that.
Like that.
Why don't we just put that bitch up in the back?
Exactly.
Why not?
Right? And yes, I did forget to buy two microphones, so here we are getting really close and snuggling so that we can be heard.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We are both very fucking loud.
We are. So I really don't see a problem.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, I mean, should we go off my topics for now? And then, I mean, if you have any topics.
Girl, I don't have any. Well, you think I prepare for these? No. Actually, okay, I have a couple of things.
I'm sorry. I want to use it as a prop, but. The fucking echoing of it.
Hey,
is just
that's fair. I get
distracting.
That. I totally get that.
So, anyways, I'm gonna pretend it's real. hey guys. So.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's preparing. Give her a moment.
You don't know me yet, but I got a job now.
Woo! Yippee!
And see, here's the thing. It's not like, oh, well, like a, you know, casual part-time job. No, this is dead ass. This is start of my career.
This is real shit right here. Real shit.
And, you know, it's been a journey. It really has been a fucking journey because when did we graduate? 2023?
I think so.
We're in 2025.
That's
And a bitch
crazy.
Finally got a job.
It's rough out there, though, girl.
No, it really is. Really it absolutely is. It absolutely... Tell me why... Okay, so I started the job. I think next week is going to be my one month anniversary.
Okay, period.
With
There's no way. That's crazy.
I know. Time goes by so fast. It's actually terrifying.
It's so scary.
Don't get me started on that, because on the other day, I was on the bus, looking out the window. I was so relaxed, normal, living life. And then I realized I was living life. And I was like,
I hate that.
No, because then I started getting scared because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die one day. But that's for, you know, that's, whatever.
Yeah,
that's exactly. A different topic. But that, no, that's not the point. That's not the point. So I got a new job. Woo! And I mean, I guess it kind of does go along with that because now that I finally started working, first of all, why am I still getting rejections from other companies? Till this day?
That's ridiculous.
That's so crazy.
That is really crazy.
Or sometimes I'm like, why did you even reject me? Like, be so for real.
No, be so for real.
Like, not even an interview?
Not even
a questionnaire?
Not even a blink of the fucking eye.
No, nothing. Like, how, like, I'm not, hey, like, I'm not the fucking most amazing, you know, person in the world. Girl, but, like, a consideration would be nice.
No, seriously. Like, can we at least have a chat so that you have the chance to sell yourself?
No, not even, like, you know when they do, those initial calls just to, like, you know, your name.
Like a screening? Like,
yes, the screening test. Yeah. Not even a screening test. Like, straight up, they reject me.
I know.
But anyways, whatever. So, with my new job, you know how you said you get the Sunday scaries?
Oh my God, they start on Friday evening.
Thank you! No, they do!
They do!
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Yes!
That's exactly what happens.
No, seriously.
Oh my God, and then that realization that you need to work for, like, the rest of your life. Every day. So, like,
what the fuck?
It's crazy because Friday, I'm already, like, preparing myself mentally that I have to work on Monday.
No, literally.
But then when Monday comes around, I'm, like, counting the days for the weekend. And it's, like, basically what it is, like, every week you're just trying to get through the week.
Through the week. 100%.
And you're just telling yourself that, like, just one more week. No, literally. Just one more.
And that's the life that we have to live consistently.
Yeah, I know.
No, I was getting into this with my coworker the other day that it genuinely makes me furious that we have built a system where humans need to work to survive.
No, I know.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And if I think too much about it, I'll get so mad about it. Because what do you mean? We were put on this earth to work for 75% of our lives.
No, because we weren't put on this earth
exactly
to do that bullshit.
Exactly. Thank you.
But... man, there, you know, you can go so deep with that conversation
because deep. It's unbelievable.
You know, people are saying that, like, people are having less kids and stuff.
Oh, 100%.
And that the reason why certain governments are actually pushing that, like, we do have kids and, like, even, like, offering to pay is because if we don't have kids, who's going to be the new workers?
Exact. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Who is going to be the next victims of fucking corporate... I was gonna say corporate America, but corporate the fucking world.
Yeah, no, literally.
No, absolutely. So now you are now a victim of the 9-to-5.
But, like, no, literally.
No.
And I try my best to actually get into work earlier so I leave earlier.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, I deadass won't even take my full break because I want to leave earlier.
Exactly. No, the cheats in which we have bestowed upon the daily, it's unreal.
I'll even eat while working. Because I want to leave earlier.
Exactly. We want to be out the door as soon as we possibly can.
Because the thought... so for me, it basically goes like this. Like, I'll wake up at, like, 6 a.m.
Ooh.
And then, you know, like, I'll have breakfast. I stop wearing makeup to work.
Oh,
just
girl.
To save time.
Absolutely.
And then, I'll, like, clean some part of the house before I leave because, God forbid, I leave the house without cleaning something.
Oh, Lord.
Despite having a job. Anyways... and, you know, I'll get to work, let's say, I don't know, 8, 9, most of the time, not 9, because like I said, I want to get home early. Exactly. So let's say 8, leave maybe like 3:30, 4, like coming back home. And then you would think, okay, so then you get to sit down and relax. No.
No.
I have a dog.
Period.
So I have to walk him or else that would be horrible if I didn't.
No, totally.
And then feed him, play with him. And then we're on a fitness journey. I'll try to, like, work out at home, and then I have to shower, and then have dinner, wash the dishes, and then go to sleep before 10:30, and then do it all over again.
All over again.
Yeah.
And, no, literally, and even without, like, people without any freaking children, God forbid, and any animal obligations, like, it's still, like, you're spending your whole evening getting ready for the next day.
Yeah, that's exactly it, too, because... you know, I'm grateful, of course, that I guess I'm grateful that I live with my parents. The grateful part, the grateful part is that, you know, my mom makes dinner. Thank you. And sometimes there's leftovers.
Period.
And so that makes it much easier if I want to take leftovers to work. But if I had to, like, every day, like, not only, like, you know, make dinner, but also think about making enough food for the next day.
Exactly.
It's just, it's so stressful to think of. And, you know, I thought about doing meal prepping, like meal planning, whatever the hell that is. But, you know, like, you know, making a big batch of something and then eating the same thing all
every
week.
Day.
Like, it gets tiring, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know how some of these people do it, because in the videos that they make, they usually have, like, all the Tupperwares of, like, different meals in the fridge. But, like, it's the fridge isn't going to hold all that food for that long.
Absolutely not.
So, definitely some of that stuff has to go in the freezer. And then it's not fresh anymore.
Exactly.
And then, like, you know, you know what I'm saying?
No, literally. Like, it's never just going to be easy, ever.
No.
It's never just going to be easy.
No. So, yeah. Sunday scaries.
Oh, yeah.
More like Freaky Friday.
No, freaking daily. Freaky Friday is crazy. Freaking, no, it's like a daily.
Yeah.
It's a daily nightmare. That's just is what it is. I know. I think about it all the time. And it makes me so angry.
Yeah, because also, how do you even enjoy a Sunday?
How? There, no, Sundays, I, no. Because I know people will go on, like, their little Sunday walks.
And, oh, God.
Or they'll do, but no, a Sunday is not enjoyable for me. The second it hits fucking 2:30 on a Sunday, goodbye.
Oh, my God.
You won't find me. You won't see me again.
Yeah, no. It's pretty
it's
awful.
It's crazy. It's and, horrible.
Like, lately, I've been pushing the boundaries with myself. Like, I'll set up maybe 2 alarms. And then I keep hitting snooze.
Yep.
And it's like, what am I doing? Like, clearly, in the beginning, I was very, like, structured, like, yes, I need to wake up at this time because I want to leave at this time and do that. But now that I've gotten used to my job, it's like, I already know to, like, the minute.
Yeah.
When I can wake up.
And, absolutely.
You know, or, like, keep sleeping a bit, like, really push the boundaries. Because, especially now that I don't do my makeup, because no one fucking, well, I'm not saying that no one wears makeup at work, but sometimes if I go to a certain office, I'm dead ass by myself up there.
That's crazy. Which, what? That is a whole nother thing. Why are they making you do that?
No, because
absurd.
Why don't I just work at home those days?
Exactly.
Like, what a waste of time.
It's such a waste.
Also, like, now that, you know, the days that I do go into office, I think about the money I spend, like, on the TTC.
No, literally.
I feel like they should compensate me for
that. No, they should. I totally agree.
Like, I have to spend money to go work for you.
Exactly.
So you should pay me for that.
Right?
I don't know. I know it sounds incredibly greedy, but,
no,
like,
I'm totally with that because I spend freaking 30... I spend, like, an hour each day driving to and from work.
No, because that's horrible.
That's crazy.
No, and that's see, that's another thing about, like, oh, like, with the whole workday thing. It's like...
Exactly.
You spend so much time traveling to and from work.
It's crazy.
And God forbid you get caught in an accident.
Exactly.
Or just traffic,
right? Which has
period.
Happened to me on multiple occasions.
Yeah, no.
How long does it take you to get to work?
Oh, girl. Okay, so if I'm going to the closest office, it usually takes maybe about, like, 50 minutes.
Damn! Oh, my God.
Now, if we're talking about the one on Eglinton and Yonge, that's probably more around, like, an hour and 15.
Oh my God, girl, I'm never complaining about my half an hour drive ever again.
Maybe more.
That's brutal. And just having to sit there, and God forbid, the freaking TTC 5 p.m. rush where it's just jam-packed. It's just no
because listen, I'm such a selfish person sometimes because I know I sit on my ass all day working. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I have a job too where I'm literally just sitting.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because the thought of actual labor
goodbye
for 8 hours?
Goodbye.
God bless your soul. God bless your fucking soul. But me, you know, sometimes I'll be sitting for so many hours that, like, literally my ass is falling asleep.
Oh, absolutely.
And I literally am convinced that my ass is going to disappear. Like, when I get up, my ass will be on the chair. And I'm going to be like, bitch, it came off.
That's actually not even an exaggeration. I heard something about, like, office ass or something.
Stop.
No, on TikTok. Now, again, TikTok be fucking inventing something new every week to scare us. But,
new,
like,
insecurity.
I heard, no, literally. New insecurity dropped. But
no,
I heard something about that.
Now, like, because of that, I make sure I work out my ass.
Yes, you gotta be doing that.
Not because, like, oh, I need a big ass. No, it's to keep the ass.
No, to keep what's there, to maintain it. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Anyways, my point is that, like, you know, you would think, okay, bitch, you're complaining about, like, sitting all day, whatever. Like, you're gonna want to walk, stand, or whatever. Girl, when I'm on the TTC, you better give me a fucking seat.
Oh, no. Because standing on the TTC is different.
No, it is.
It's actually different.
It is. It, is. It absolutely is.
It is.
Like, and like swinging back and forth. Like, no. Oh my God. And then like, because I have a backpack on because I have to carry my big ass work laptop.
Oh.
Like, it takes up a lot of space.
Is it a ThinkPad?
A ThinkPack?
What, no, like one of the Lenovo ones. Mine's a Lenovo, it's ass.
No, mine is like an MSC or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Never heard
honestly,
of
I'm so sorry to everyone who's like a tech person and they're like, oh my God, you don't fucking know it. Okay, like, hey, bro. Like,
sit down.
I'm an Apple girl, brainy.
Exactly.
Right here.
Like, Apple ecosystem girl.
Yeah.
Right here.
You know, Apple makes it so easy. Really you don't have to think. That's why it's so user friendly. So, like, when all these guys, because it's usually guys that are, like, you know, really into computers, laptops, or whatever, like, they know the insides and outs of these systems, and if I get the single thing wrong, it's like, ah, you're stupid! Ah, woman! Woman! Yeah, so, anyways, I have a laptop, I don't know what the fuck it is, and it's big as hell, heavy as shit.
Ew.
And it's like a brick. It's like carrying a brick.
I fucking hate that. Mine's like that too.
Yeah. Ew. And yeah, so imagine carrying that on the bus. Like exactly. My back hurts.
So give me a seat, please.
Also, like, I feel like it's different. Like,
yeah.
When you sit on the TTC, you can actually like lay back.
Exactly. You can just kind of unplug but for a second.
If I'm at work sitting, actually hunched over.
No, absolutely.
So there is a difference.
Do you do posture checks? I have to do posture checks every once in a while. For like, shit, okay, put them fucking shoulders back.
No. I definitely do that. But, yeah, no, I do a lot of neck cracking.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, my fingers cracking, my back cracking.
Back is so real.
Yeah, it's really bad, but... Yeah, so, hey, like, if I'm on the TTC, especially for, like, an hour, girl, I'm sitting. Girl. I'm sitting.
No, 100%.
But can we talk about the fact that, so, here in Toronto, our TTC, which, you know, is, like, our transit system.
Yeah.
We have these blue seats, which are dedicated to the elderly, people with disabilities, like, pregnant women, et cetera, right? Like,
well, I don't even accessibility or whatever.
Yeah. So, why do these freaking people who are clearly none of that, sitting,
yeah,
and then they see said person, maybe an old person or whatever, and they don't get move? Up.
What is wrong with you?
Hello?
What do you mean?
Like, listen, I'm selfish because, like, if I see a red sea, which is just a normal sea, like, I'm jumping to it. Like,
oh,
I'm sitting.
Bitch, I'm shoving people.
Like, I don't care if you also worked all day, so did I.
So did I. I'm here
I mean,
for an
like,
hour.
I might slow like, down if I see a construction worker, like, hey, bro, like, sit.
Period.
Or, like, a woman who clearly, like, looks like she was actually on her feet. But if you're just, like, a regular kid, like a high schooler.
No, you can stand. Thank you.
You can stand.
Thank you.
And not only that, if you're on the blue seat, please stand.
Please. Oh, like, my God. Get up.
No, because it's so rude.
It
like,
is so rude.
And you know, my parents tell me, because my parents were immigrants. Like,
right.
Or, like, are immigrants. I don't know how you would really put that together. Like, they're Canadian. They're Canadians now. Canadian citizens?
Sure.
Government don't come after us?
Yeah.
Anyways, they're Canadian citizens. And when they first came here to Canada, they, you know, they told me that people actually would line up in a single file to go in the bus. Girl, can you even imagine that now?
No.
People are animals.
They're animals.
You know what? I have to be an animal too, and I don't like it.
You have to be.
But it's literally like every man for themselves.
It absolutely is.
You have to, like, fight to get in the bus.
And you know what makes me so mad? When you're getting off the subway and people don't fucking move out of the way who are getting on. Move!
Yeah.
Move so I can get off.
Also,
thank
like,
you.
Yeah, like, why are you just chilling in front of the doors?
No, fucking
like,
move.
Go anywhere else.
Anywhere else, please. You
or
can
like,
get as
okay,
bad, I swear.
I get it if also, like, oh, if, like, the subway's empty or the bus is empty and, like, you want to put your bag next to you, fine. But if the bus is full, can you get your bag off the seat? Like, from what I know, your bag didn't pay for a bus fare.
Exactly. So they're not entitled to a seat. Thank you.
And, like, I'm not going to be the one to fight someone.
Of course.
Especially because now with the TTC, people are fucking crazy.
People are insane.
Like, the amount of crazy shit that happens, you know, I always have to pray that I don't get caught in between it. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, there's, like, almost no reason to even go through the hassle of, like, telling someone to take their bag off. Or, like, people that put their feet on the seats and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
Girl, can we please not today?
Okay, wait. So, I had an ex. Oh, man. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you cannot be ignoring red flags. But anyways, I had an ex, and he would do that. He would put his feet on the seats. Oh. And I don't mean, like, once, twice, like, any given moment. And that bothered me so bad, because he was also tall.
Ew.
So, I, you know, like, why, what convinced you that that was okay?
No, literally, who taught you that?
No, because who did your parents not teach you manners?
No, seriously. I can't.
Men. Even, like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
She just doesn't get it, guys.
I never needed my parents to tell me not to do that.
No, exactly. It's like, really common.
Common sense.
It's really common sense. Common sense
isn't common anymore.
It's absolutely not. It's crazy. It's crazy.
No, no. So.
And they're grown. And they're grown.
They're grown.
Girl.
And you know what's funny, actually? So yesterday I went to Wendy's.
Okay, Wendy's, period.
By the way, Wendy's, honestly, she slabs.
No, I'm on that.
What's your go-to?
Okay, it depends on the day. Sometimes I'm just a Dave single kind of girl.
Okay.
And then some days I get, like, one of the salads, like a chicken Caesar.
Okay, healthy.
No, but they're not, girl. But they're not healthy.
Are they good?
They're really good.
Okay, because I saw the taco one and I
Oh, yes! No, the taco one slaps.
They have a Cobb one now.
Oh! Yep.
Yeah, it's
They used to have Southwest Avocado. That was my shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, I usually go for Baconator.
Okay, period.
Yeah.
No, as you should.
No, because I feel my arteries clogging when I have it. But anyways, whatever.
Once in a while,
it's fine. So basically, yesterday I was at Wendy's. We're ordering. They had a fucking team and a half working.
Damn, okay.
Yo, they were slow as hell. Anyways, oh, come on. Whatever. Crazy. Maybe the drive-thru was going crazy. But the point is, whatever, I'm waiting. They give us our cups to, like, you know, server drinks. And first of all, okay, I don't like Wendy's like drink machine, because it's like a digital one.
It is, and it's hit or miss.
And I feel like it's probably harder to, like, refill things. So I didn't bother when I realized that they didn't have normal Coke. Yeah, they didn't have normal Coke.
Was it out?
It was out.
Was it at Stockyards?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say, it's fucking always out at Stockyards.
No. This one was the one on, like, Shepherd and Weston or whatever.
Oh, okay, got it.
But, so before I even got to that, I saw, like, these, like, teenagers, like, at the drink machine.
Ew.
Taking their sweet-ass time and, like, trying the stuff. And at first, I was, like, getting annoyed. I was like, oh, my God, just fucking move.
Yeah.
Like, stop playing around. But then, girl, that was me. Because when I realized the Coke wasn't available, I was like, fuck.
And I'm like, what do you get?
No, literally. Because
there, you gotta look at
the options. They didn't have good options. Like, at least if you had Fruitopia, then I would have just mixed it with Sprite. Yeah. Right? Such a Toronto ting. Toronto ting.
A Toronto ting.
But, no, bro, like, they didn't have Fruitopia. So, and well, I didn't want just Sprite. So, okay, I was like, okay, let me try, like, the Coke Vanilla. I was like, ew, this tastes weird. So, I had to, like, throw it out a bit. And then I'm, like, looking through the options. The options are terrible. I'm sorry.
No, they are.
So then I ended up going with, like, Sprite Strawberry. I didn't really like it. I didn't really. But my point is that, unfortunately, I became one of those kids. Because I had such a hard time figuring out what was going to be the best option to drink. Man. Because they were all terrible. Some of them were literally just, like, not available. And then I felt bad, because then there was a guy who was, like, waiting. And even my boyfriend was telling me, like, to hurry up. But you know what? I can bet you any money that guy, when he was going in the machine, he was probably like, stupid bitch, why are you taking so long? And then he was
just like you are with the fucking kids.
Yeah, like, yeah, he was probably thinking, oh, fuck, what do I get? And you know what? Because the workers were already taking so long to get my order, I was like, there's no way in hell they're going to prioritize, like, refilling this machine.
Absolutely not.
So I'm not going to say anything.
No, it's going to be empty all the night long.
Yeah. Also, absolutely. I tried for the first time a Frosty.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Which one, chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate is where it's at.
Yeah. It was good.
Okay, period.
Yeah, but I got a junior.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, that's like for a literal baby.
No, it absolutely is.
But you know what?
It absolutely is.
It hit the spot.
Exactly.
And,
First time is crazy.
First time. I know. But have you ever had a chocolate milkshake from McDonald's?
Of course I've had a chocolate
milkshake from McDonald's.
Girl, she's thick. They do, because aren't they called, like, triple thick?
Girl.
Or something.
I think
like
so.
That?
I think you might be right. I think we might have to go to McDonald's later. Because I need some chicken nuggets.
Oh!
A crispy chicken nugget.
Oh, bitch, I don't care. And I don't want any bitches about telling me, do you know what's in them? Yeah, I don't really fucking care.
I don't really give a fuck.
We work to survive. I will eat whatever the fuck I please. Thank you.
Yep.
Did you know Wendy's was my first job?
You did tell me that, which is interesting.
It was scary.
I would be scared too. I've never genuinely worked like in a kitchen. I worked at Panera Bread. And I was, like, the barista, the dining attendant. Yeah. Like, maybe once or twice I had to make a fucking salad.
Right.
But to be in a kitchen where you're actually cooking, please tell your experience, because I could never. Like, my brother used to work at McDonald's.
Ooh.
And he used to come back with, like, burns from the oil for the fries.
That is insane.
So go ahead. Please tell.
Okay, girl. I wasn't any cook. I sometimes put the sandwiches together.
Yeah.
I sometimes was on, like, salads and wraps and shit.
Yeah.
But most of the time, they had me fucking cleaning that fucking dining room or whatever. Ugh. So, it's so absurd. So, the first role that you get when you get hired is the dining room. You clean the dining room. And I'm not even kidding. It's a five-hour shift where you walk around and you clean. It was brutal. And then you slowly make your way up. And then you'd be, like, the cash and then sandwich and then drive-through, blah, 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 blah. Those bitches, since I didn't complain, they had me doing dining room for 6 months. And a girl that was there that was hired, like, 2 months after me got to drive-through before I even got to, like...
Oh, my god.
Yeah, so I quit.
No, I mean, do you ever think about certain jobs that you had?
Yeah.
And you're like, why did I stick around for so long?
No,
like,
literally.
Like, I understand one thing where it's like, I want money. Yep. And there's a difference between I need money.
Oh, absolutely.
And in those moments, I didn't need money.
Right, that was me too. Because it was my, I was only like 15 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I did not need that.
Oh, yeah. When you're young, they will take advantage of
you. Oh, 100%. Yeah. And it just goes to show like how much workplaces can get away with if you don't speak up about shit. It's crazy.
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no. Me personally, when I worked at Panera Bread, because that was my first job, I think I was like 17 or something.
Period.
I was also, like I mentioned, dining room attendant.
Oh, I hate it.
You know, it's not even that it was that bad in the sense of like, oh, cleaning the tables or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that we didn't have a vacuum, and the whole dining room area was carpet.
What?
So
make that make sense, actually.
They made me sweep the carpet.
No.
Girl, that's when I started having back problems.
No, that's insane.
No, I used to go home and cry because my back would hurt. Why did I stick around? You know why? And you know what's stupid, too? We weren't allowed to accept tips.
Good fucking bye.
So there's this one time somebody gave me $2, and you know what, bitch? I kept that
$2. As you fucking should.
And then, because, you know, I had to clean the carpet by sweeping it.
Which is crazy.
I found $5 once. So you know what?
You pocketed that shit. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
How dumb would I be to be like, I found $5. Should I put it in the jar?
No.
Girl, my boss, she wouldn't even like split the tips like in the tip jar. She wouldn't split the tips evenly.
No.
She would dead ass be like, well, you worked really hard or blah, blah, blah.
No.
So you're going to get this big portion. It's like,
no.
Okay. I am busting ass here.
Exactly.
You know?
You're fucking hunched over, sweeping the fucking carpet.
Yeah.
No, goodbye.
Yeah, no.
That's insane.
Bro, there's this one time where, like I mentioned, so my job role was basically barista and dining room attendant. But then they were like, oh, can you also do dishes sometimes? So when I did dishes sometimes, that meant I was strictly on dishes.
Got it.
But then if somebody didn't show up for their fucking, you know, shift, now I was doing dishes, barista, and dining room attendant.
That's crazy.
And then one day, I don't know why. I don't know why. But the cashier didn't come.
No!
Girl, I didn't even know cash. And I had to be the cashier.
What?
And the dining room attendant.
No.
And the barista.
No, bye.
And the dishwasher.
That's insane.
And we had only one line cook person. Girl, I had to help him.
No.
And I had never done it before.
Are you serious?
So when it came to making an avocado toast sandwich, whatever, a girl was forgetting the avocado
because
don't know how to make this sandwich.
Goodbye.
And it was so stupid too.
That's wild.
So my boss was incredibly cheap, and she would get upset if like I made a smoothie or whatever, and there was even like a tiny bit left over because God forbid I miscalculated.
Like in the blender?
Yeah, yeah. So, and you would think, okay, like let me just put it in a little cup, let me drink it, let me give it to someone. No, you weren't allowed to. Of course I did it, but of like, of course. Like, are you kidding me? It's going down to drain down anyways. So maybe she thought like I was doing it on purpose to drink it, but that's not the case at all.
I kind of did that when I worked at the ice cream shop.
I mean, okay, well, after I realized she didn't want me to do that, then I started doing it because fuck you.
No, out of spite.
Exactly. Wait, I just wanted to say something.
Please say.
That Panera Bread is shut down. She no longer exists. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
Ooh, that's a tea. It's because you left.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason why.
That's exactly why. Yeah.
Bro, there was this one manager. Okay, so I don't understand. I never understand when you hire a manager that's never actually worked at this franchise. So now you have my dumbass, who is just a nobody, training the manager.
That's crazy.
Just make me manager.
Where's the manager pay? Exactly. No.
So I had to train the manager on some things. Yeah, no, this girl was so dumb. She was so dumb. She was so dumb and useless.
Respectfully. That's so annoying.
Respectfully. But anyways, there was this one time we were busy, like busy as fuck. This is like maybe like the rush lunch hour.
Ooh, yeah.
And Miss Girl was making the smoothies. I guess I was a dishwasher that day.
Okay.
I hear the most atrocious sound. Like, I literally thought the world was ending.
The sky's fucking falling.
Everyone's freaking out. We're like, what's happening? What? This dumbass put a metal spoon in the blender. And she wasn't turning it off.
Why?
Dude, the boss had to come and like turn it off. And in my head, I was like, bitch, fire her right now.
I was just going to say, send that bitch out to the road. Thank you.
Or like, you know, okay, so the first day that I ever worked at, like at Panera Bread, right?
Oh my God.
So I got hired at the same time as this girl who was like, you could already tell she was like a little rebellious.
Okay.
Okay, because she was rebel. Telling me that
Radio
she.
Radio rebel.
Yeah, she was. Debbie Ryan face. But anyways, she was living with her boyfriend's grandma. Mind you, we're like 17, so girl,
damn,
what's happening?
No, girl, what's going on?
Okay, so it was already like, okay, like clearly you don't have maybe a very good relationship with your family, but I'm not gonna take that to like,
right,
you know,
yeah, like whatever.
Okay,
you
whatever,
do you, girl.
You know, yeah, everyone has their stories, but okay. But then I don't know, I started getting a weird vibe from her. But anyways, so the first day that she ever worked, because I guess she worked a first day without me, so we worked on different first days. For some reason, she got to be cashier. Girl!
Which, oh, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the cashiers literally had the easiest
they
job.
They do.
Because, they like, do. Not only was Panera Bread, like, dead most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, you just, they would do the cash, and then maybe they would hand over, like, a dessert if it was behind a display. And then they'd be on their phone. And then
on their phone is crazy.
They would always leave first, which annoyed me so much because I'm sorry. Like, help me, please.
Please,
that'd
be great.
One thing, help
me,
please.
Just one.
Because I have to do so many things.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the bus used to come every half an hour.
Oh.
So when I would finish at 10 p.m., if I missed that bus, girl, I wasn't getting home until like midnight.
That's crazy.
And then, by the way, just to add, because my dad, guys, my dad is such a sweetheart. So sometimes. No, not sometimes. every single time I had a shift, because it was evenings, right? Because I was in high school, so I would go to school, and then I would go to work. So you would think, okay, so I'm going to get home, and I'm going to relax, because, you know, I waited half an hour for the bus, and then it took like an hour to get home.
The
past. You can't drop the beat. So tell me why. I clearly wouldn't eat dinner at home, right? Because it's late I was at work.
Exactly.
It's like 11:30, 12. My dad would leave the dishes for me to dry. I didn't even eat at home.
What do you mean? You weren't even there.
I wasn't even there, bro. He did it every time. Anyway,
that's the audacity.
You know what? Whatever. You know,
what a sweet man. So
girl, you don't even know it. Damn. Anyways. That's not even the point. Like, I know we were talking about, like, so many things, and I keep moving all around, but...
Hey,
so anyways, that girl, right? Because we were talking about
that girl.
Who, you know, got hired at the same time as me.
Right.
So, apparently, on that first day, she got fired.
What did she do?
Rightfully so! You would think, okay, maybe she made a mistake. No. No mistakes were made.
Oh, no.
that you said. I was struggling with that one. Sorry, my demon. She had to say something. But anyways. So this girl, apparently, she was being trained as cashier. Period. And she didn't want to do anything. Like, Miss Girl, it's a job.
You're at work.
What no, you literally. Mean? They would be like, so can you, like, wipe the windows or whatever? And then she'd be like, no.
Girl, what do you mean, no? No! That's crazy.
So then she wouldn't do it. And then, like, the guy who was training her was like, okay, can you, like, sweep or whatever? And she'd be like, I don't want to. Girl, it's a job.
Hey, so I don't think this is going
to
work
out. No, because you didn't come here to, like, be pretty and get paid.
Exactly. That's just not how it works. Because
then I would have gotten paid real good. Really? I'm joking. But anyways, this girl didn't want to do anything. So, like, the dude had to tell the boss, like, she's not doing anything. She doesn't want to do anything.
That's crazy.
So they fired her.
As they should. Rightfully so. That's wild. That's really crazy.
No, because what kind of entitlement do you need to have to believe that you can get a job and do nothing and then get paid for it?
That's
like, and crazy. You know what, like, respectfully, it was like a little bit telling, because I was like, okay, so you're living with your boyfriend's grandma, like,
yeah,
you know, maybe you were part of the problem with whatever's going on there.
Exactly.
I don't even want to imagine.
I'm not trying to jump to conclusions.
I don't even want to imagine where she is now. Like, hopefully she's at her best, but you know,
if she's alive, like, we don't know.
Damn, girl.
You never know.
Rest in peace?
Question mark?
Anyways! Anyways! Crazy!
Girl, what else you got on that list of yours, girl? We're getting up to 40 minutes, girl!
Stop! I forgot we're talking about work still. Oh my god. That's terrible. That's actually...
Are you on the first item of the list?
Yes!
Okay. 37 minutes.
Next. Okay. Guys, we all know this. We all know this. Dreams?
Not the pitch.
Elevator pitch! No, guys, dreams are weird, right?
They're really weird.
Okay, here's my problem with dreams, though. Honestly, I always dream. Like, every single day of my life.
Of course.
And you know what? It's actually not fun. It's actually not fun anymore because...
anymore, it's not.
No, because in the beginning, there was some times where I could, like, lucid dream, but I'm such an anxious...
Lucid dream, that's crazy. Yeah.
But I'm such an anxious person that I've become anxious in my dreams.
No, that's so
real. Like, when I realize I'm in a dream, it's not enjoyable. It's not like, oh my god, let me fly. It's more like, bitch, wake up,
right? Bitch, I can't move.
Yeah, so, you know, and the thing is, too, I have horrible dreams every day.
Girl, I'd be exhausted.
Girl, I am the opposite of Martin Luther King. I have a horrible dream. A nightmare.
Girl, I'd be exhausted all the time.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. I'm exhausted all the time because I have horrible dreams. And, like, every single day, I wake up and I'm like, oh my god, that was worse than the last one. And it's like, how bad can it get?
No, seriously.
No, like, they get bad.
They be, like, one-upping each other. That's crazy.
And, like, sometimes it's just, like, stressful. It's not even, like, it's bad. It's just stressful. Like, 100%. A lot of the times, I have dreams where... I'm like with my ex and, like, he won't leave me alone.
Ew.
And it stresses me out because I'm trying to tell him, like, hey, like, we're not together. I don't want to be with you or whatever. And it's like such an icky feeling because, you know, I'm happily in a relationship of 5 years, guys. Ah, 5 years. 5 years. That's a freaking toddler, right? No.
Sure.
What's a toddler?
I don't know. 4 to 6, maybe? Sure.
Okay. Go on. A 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so, like, it sucks because it's, like, in my actual relationship, I'm good. I'm happy.
Of course.
But then I have, like, this horrible dreams all the time where it's, like, just somebody that I clearly don't want, had a bad fallout with and all that, and they're, like, basically trying to be with me, and it stresses me out a lot.
Yeah. And, no, totally.
And sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This girl wants to speak.
Nah, for real. Holy. Just be glad I'm not farting. Oh, man, girl, my farts lately. Oh, she's been stinking.
You don't need
She's been stinking.
That's crazy.
Like, at work, the other day, like, I didn't even fart in the toilet. Because I don't know why. I didn't feel like it. So when I stood up, I guess the air traveled, and then I felt like farting. So I was like, okay, let me fart. And, like, thank God it wasn't, like, with sound either. Because, you know, I don't need the whole fucking office to hear it. But I fart. Damn, bitch, she smells.
Yeah, girl, that's normal for you.
No. For me. Well, okay, not me getting offended over a fart. Like, no fucking kidding. No kidding. But, yeah, no, she stank. And I was like, girl, that's crazy. Honestly. Bro, sometimes when I poo.
Yeah.
And, like, I wipe, right?
Ooh, this could go one of two ways.
Sometimes I see, like, ingredients and I'm like, when the hell did I eat this? Like, why is this?
What do you mean?
Why is this the same ingredient every day in my toilet paper?
Okay. Mama, what? Mama, what do you mean by that?
Like, I don't know.
What are you seeing?
I don't know. It looks like
salt and pepper and what?
You know what? It might be that. I think it's literally like actual like the red pepper, like the skin or something. But it's like, I don't recall having that so many times. But you know, your intestines are huge.
They are really huge.
Like, girl.
So
like,
it could be taking a long time to travel through.
No, legit.
Yeah.
Speaking of, by the way, like the other day, I was eating these habanero lime chips.
Right.
And they're good, but I had forgotten how spicy they were.
Ooh, yeah.
So they're spicy. Miss Girl, I was running my tongue under the faucet.
That is crazy. Right?
Like, and mind you, I like spicy things as long as it has flavor and it's like tolerable. Like, I'm not like gonna cry or something.
For sure.
Like, you know, I like Indian food and stuff like that and like, you know, Mexican food. Like, I really like all that stuff. Oh, yeah. And the, like, hot sauce that Portuguese chicken. Ooh. Oh! Anyways, girl, I could drink that. But anyways, so you would think, okay, Miss Girl, you are built for this.
Yeah.
I ate a couple of those chips, and I'm not even joking. So, thank God I worked at home that day. Because I'm working. I'm about to finish. And then my stomach started kicking. And I'm like, oh, damn, okay, whatever, maybe a fart or something. Because, you know, a bitch got a fart.
A bitch got a fart.
But then she started hurting real bad. Like, she was cramping.
That's like, the worst.
Like, you know, like, period cramps? Mm. Girl, I was, like, literally breathing like I was giving birth. I was like,
that's... what, you gotta breathe through it? No, that's how you know something's wrong.
And so, like, when I finished work, I was, like, cramping up real bad. So then I go to the toilet. Okay. I sit down. You would think, okay, immediate diarrhea. No, like, I literally had to take a good 30 seconds to, like, open the flood. And, like, you know, she was clogged. So there was a normal shit inside. She comes out.
Okay.
And then the floodgates.
Oh, so the cork came out.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly.
Got it.
And you would think, okay, so the coast is clear. Right. Like, no more pain. No, girl. I was still cramping.
Girl.
Dude, the next day, I was still cramping.
That's crazy.
No, it was terrifying. Because, like, I don't know, man. I start thinking, oh my god, I got, like, some fucking crazy intestine disease or something.
Or, like, your appendix got come out.
Or, like, I don't know, the chips made a hole in my stomach. Oh. I don't know. But anyways, what were we talking about?
Hey, girl, dreams.
Dreams.
dream.
Which, by the way, do you ever have dreams where you use the washroom?
Now that I think about it, I don't think so.
Girl, I be having dreams like that.
That's crazy.
And, like, it's always, like, the stall is, like, broken or something.
No, so, actually, like, yeah, actually,
the
yeah,
wall,
actually, yeah.
Like, I can see the person next to me. Or, okay, like, door won't close.
Yeah, actually, now that I recall, yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, like, I'll pee and, like, it turns out the lid is on the toilet or something. Like, there's always something wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. I have dreams all the time where I'll go into, like, a bathroom and there's, it's all just toilet and no stall.
Oh, my
God. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, like, sometimes, because I guess in high school, you know, it was so uncomfortable using the washroom in high school. Especially if you had the shit.
Oh,
because there's always people hanging out in the stalls and stuff or whatever.
It was the place to be.
So, apparently. In my dreams, sometimes that happens where, like, I really want to, like, use the washroom. And, like, either the stalls are full or, like, the girls are, like, they're just girls chilling in the bathroom.
I hate that.
And I hate that.
You go away.
So, no. But I'm very thankful that I don't actually, like, wet myself or something.
Totally.
Because, I'll, like, do it in my dream, like, you know, I'm using the washroom, but I will never do it in real life. Like, this bladder strong as hell.
Oh god.
Yes, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
But so another thing in terms of, like, reoccurring dreams is, aside from the exes, crazy thing, I am 23 years old.
Okay.
Don't even ask me how long ago elementary school was,
girl. I don't even want to know.
Why do I still dream about people from elementary?
That's crazy.
Not even just, like, all, like, you know, a collective of people. Right. Sometimes it's just one person all the time. It's this guy I had a crush on when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think it has to do with the rejection.
Ooh.
Because he was, like, the first person that I was like, I actually have a crush on this guy. He's so funny. He's so nice, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I got rejected multiple times because he was like, I see you as a sister.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I can see why that would stick, though.
So, like, in my dream, it's like, sometimes I'm getting with him. Right. Or, like, I'm getting rejected. And it's like, girl, that was so long ago.
Like, let it go.
Like, and it's like, it's not even like, oh, I'm dreaming of him, like, as a man. No, no, no. It's like, as it's he like, was then, and as I was back then.
That's crazy.
Which is so weird.
That is really, really
weird. And I don't like that, too, because sometimes, you know, in the far back of my mind, like, maybe I'll, like, remember a little bit in my dream that I do have a boyfriend. Right. And then sometimes, like, this, I'll feel guilty in my dream.
Damn, girl.
Because I'm like, I have a boyfriend. Like, hello. But, you know, thank God. It's just a fucking dream. But
that's crazy. I don't think my subconscious remembers anything from elementary school.
Really?
Let alone Zoom. Like, to be fair, I feel like if I was rejected and told I was, like, a sister, I think I would cling to that for quite some time.
I was also...
So I don't blame you.
I was also very dramatic back then. Like, I mean, think about how dramatic I was or how dramatic I made certain things. Like,
that was elementary school, though.
So this is so embarrassing. But, so I used to be in leadership.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, leadership back then was, like, mostly, like, the popular kids and stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. So somehow your girl got in.
Okay, slay.
And when we went to this place called Camp Olympia for a few days, right, like, I was totally hyped up for it because I was like, okay, like, you know, my crush is going to be there. And, like, mind you, like, we were, like, best friends, clearly, because he called me his sister. Anyways.
Oh, girl.
And I really thought, like, you know, in my little brain, I was like, you know, this is the weekend or whatever where, like, he's going to fall in love with me.
Exactly. Like, it's going to happen.
And, like, I had hyped it up so much in my brain. And, like, because everyone was, like, basically popular, like, there's other schools there, too.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know, people were, like, okay, we're in elementary, but, like, people are hitting on each other and stuff.
Of course. You know, as they do.
Yeah. Of course. We were having, like, a dance. And it was, like, actually at night and all that. Like, it was, proper. Okay. Like, all the girls are getting ready.
Stop. I love that.
And, like, okay, so if you're watching this, like, tonight. Yeah, if you're watching this, like, video-wise, you can tell I have huge honkers.
And the people on Apple Music and Spotify, you're just gonna have to take her word for
it. No, literally. Yeah. Like, right now, they're spilling.
They're spilling. Like, girl, I don't know how I'm keeping my eyes off
of you. I'm sorry. It's, yeah, my eyes are up here.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm really sorry. I'm but, like, damn, girl.
Yeah, so back then, you know, like, that's when girls are starting to wear bras and stuff. Sure. And, you know, like, the popular girls are like, oh, my God, I need more padding in my bra. And I'm like, God, I'm, like, competing against these, like, pretty girls that are popular or whatever. But I was like, nah, today, this is my fairy tale.
My
fairy tale. Right? Okay, go to the school dance. And, you know, I should have just had fun like a normal person.
You would think, yeah.
But I was trying to dance with the guys. Like, maybe you want me?
Please want me.
No, he didn't. So I also just felt out of place because I didn't actually have any of, like, my friends there.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right? Because everyone's popular.
And elementary school, that's a big thing.
No, it is.
Like,
so, like, don't get me wrong, I got along well with, like, the people there, but it didn't mean that I consider them to be, like, my best friends or something.
Yeah.
So, like, I just felt so out of place. And especially with, like, all the other schools, like, these people are, like, quote unquote, like, good looking and, like, popular. And I just felt like I didn't belong there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I just felt really lonely there. And then I remember, like, I went to the far end of this, like, I don't know, like, this gymnasium or whatever.
Okay.
And, like, where it was, like, quite literally dark. Okay. Like, that's not even where the dance was anymore. I'm such a loser. And then I sat on the bench by myself.
Cry?
Girl, I cried. This is not even the worst part. It gets worse.
Oh, okay.
My teacher comes up to me.
No!
And she's like, what are you doing? Like, what's wrong? And I didn't even say anything. And she just sat next to me.
No,
and
goodbye.
She, like, hugged me and I cried. How embarrassing!
Girl, no wonder why you dream of it.
Right?
No wonder why you dream of it. No, because...
And then I was even more dramatic.
Oh, my God.
Because then, like, so the guy I had a crush on, his name was Riley, okay?
Yeah.
So even like Riley would come and he would be like, are you okay? Like, let's go dance. Like, yeah. Let's have fun.
Okay.
Like, and I was like, nah.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
Because I wanted him to love me so badly. No, seriously. Like, how cringe is that?
Like, please want me.
Like, I remember when it was his birthday, because back then Facebook Messenger.
Oh, yeah.
A bitch messaged him on Facebook Messenger and I was like, I love you. And I remember he left me on red for a good couple minutes. And a bitch was sweating. Mind you, I was using like this cheap ass Android tablet.
Of course.
That like you needed to like put the charger in a certain angle so it could charge.
Literally. Been there.
And I was like just waiting for an answer. And then finally he said, I don't know what to say to that bye.
The bye really sealed the deal.
Yeah. Anyways. So I dream about him, unfortunately. It's so embarrassing.
No, but like I would too.
No, but, I like, why? And then not only that, but I dream about, like, the actual elementary school.
Yeah.
High school. Like, my actual, like, the building. Right. Sometimes, that's crazy. Sometimes, like, does that ever happen, like, in your dream? Like, where you are morphs into another place?
Yeah, oh, of course. Of course.
So, and my dream. Suddenly, suddenly you're my dream. Yeah. Sometimes it'll be like, okay, I'm at school.
Yeah.
And then it merges into the mall.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like,
it's so weird.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. I don't even know, man, but...
Girl, we're gonna have to wrap it up.
Fuck!
We're almost at an hour, girl.
Okay. Let me say something real quick.
Let me say something!
Mickey 17 was okay. It wasn't that good.
I didn't see it.
Okay, I will say, Robert Pattinson, honestly, range. His voice was so weird in the movie, but, like, it felt like it wasn't him, which is good, because he was a character.
Okay, yeah, period.
But, like,
yeah,
would I watch the movie again? No.
Okay.
Slay. Yeah, also, they were doing, like, this weird thing. Do you know what AD audio is?
No.
Okay, so, have you ever heard those audios where, like, it feels like it's going, like, behind you and then around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they were doing that in the movie, and I didn't like that.
No,
I didn't like that. Weird. That was weird. And then, last but not least, Shrek 5.
What the fuck?
Hey, man.
Hey, what was that?
Hey. You're a rock star. Hey now, you're a rock star.
Get your game on.
Yeah, no, what did they do to my man? To my man, because I love Shrek.
No, seriously.
I love Shrek, and they actually fucked up his visual
No, they really
appearance.
Did. Whatever they did.
And, you guys, the plot, I'm actually praying it's not going to be as obvious as everyone is thinking it's going to be.
Right, because I've seen the TikToks of people being like, this is how
this is exactly what I think it's going to go as, and everyone thinks it too, but it would be really great if they proved us wrong.
I hope so. Let's Sonic this shit, please and thank you.
And that too, if they would actually fix, like, how it looks, because anytime I say, the animation looks bad, some nerd comes in and says, it's not the animation, it's actually the design. Okay, fine, whatever.
Shut the fuck up. Whatever it is, I don't care.
You know what I mean.
Let's fix it. Thank
you so much. The design, let's fix the design, because...
Let's get a draft 2 in the room,
please. It looks bad.
It does look really bad.
And, like, the people that are arguing too, it's because they're older now. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
No, that doesn't change their fucking bone structure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm bringing waffles.
And I'm making waffles.
I'm coming too.
I fucking love those movies. Oh, no, my God. I know. Shrek 2 is probably one of my favorite movies.
Do you remember,
of all time.
Like, the McDonald's toys?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember the Shrek, like, glasses?
Of course,
like,
I do.
The glasses that you drink from.
That guys got recalled because of lead paint?
Yes.
Those fucking classic.
Awesome.
Fucking classic.
Honestly, they should have just stopped after Shrek 4 because
they really
Shrek 3 was awful.
It was horrible.
It was so boring.
Was Shrek 4 with Rumpelstiltskin? With Shane Dawson?
You mean Shane Dawson?
Exactly. Fuck, that was crazy.
My favorite is honestly Shrek 2.
Oh, it's cinematic,
like,
masterpiece.
Shrek 1 Thank is you. Like, you know, great.
Absolutely. Like, and introduction. Like,
yeah. That's the story.
Absolutely.
The second one?
No, it's
cinematic.
It is a masterpiece.
It feels like a movie.
That's so funny. Yeah. Hey, Miss Girl, before we wrap this up, what are you fangirling about right now?
Fuck. Well, I actually started watching How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay, never seen it.
So I've actually been getting into, like, these whole revenge soap operas and stuff like that. Girl, I'm eating it up.
Yes,
I'm
okay,
eating
she's
it up.
Fangirling about
Mind
it,
you,
I love it.
I don't sit down to watch anything, like, willingly. Yeah. Like, I don't put something on
TV.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, neither do I.
But whenever my parents start putting something and I'm, like, washing the dishes, a girl's breaking her neck to see what's happening. Which is terrible, but
that is so
you, what are you fangirling over?
Oh, look at me, I'm Fourth Wing, obviously. I'm reading Onyx Storm right now. I don't want to talk about it. And Niall Horan just released...
His birthday,
yeah. Just kidding. No, he released Dress and Nothing, which were unreleased songs, and that's what I'm fangirling about right now. Thank you so much.
Okay. I don't keep up with any of the One Direction members. Not even Harry Styles, so I literally...
Okay, well, Harry Styles, he's been off the face of the earth, so you have nothing to keep up with there. No, you might
be right about that. No, because be after, right? Rest in Peace, Liam Payne's death...
Yeah.
Bro just...
Which, bro was already quiet before, but bro was really quiet after that.
He's really quiet.
Yeah. So, Harry, if you're watching this, miss you, love you.
Yeah.
Hope to see you in the studio soon.
Yeah. Hey, Harry. Hey. If you ever want to join the pod.
Come with the pod.
It's like a movie.
It is like a movie. Thank you. Wow. Well, where can we find you, first of all?
Toronto. I'm joking.
Tell them your address, yeah.
That would be crazy.
Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, mm-hmm, at Jennifer is a cat. So that's JennifeR is a cat.
I'll put it in the description.
And honestly, that's all I use. Who uses anything else? No, okay, well, some people use TikTok.
Right.
Do you post on TikTok still?
Okay, I have something to say about this, actually. I don't know what it is, and we're going to get to an hour. I don't even care. There has been this thing with fucking bot followers, so it's all like, okay, I don't want to be mean, but yeah, it's all like immigrant and and I got spammed by hundreds of them, so I had to put my account on private and start deleting them little by little so it doesn't tank my fucking statistics.
That started happening to me too,
like,
before.
What, like, yeah. I'm talking probably 700 of these.
The thing is too, it's usually men,
it's always men. Yeah. I hardly ever see, so I got absolutely spammed by these accounts,
yeah,
like 700 of them,
yeah,
so I had to go on private and I just need to start slowly deleting, yeah, them so I don't tank my statistics.
No, and also because then, yeah, like, you know, the algorithm, sorry, yeah, I don't know what happened there, okay, starts thinking this is your audience.
Yeah,
so then,
exactly,
it's gonna show more, exactly, to these like random men around the world,
right?
And like then you start getting creepy comments, right, and stuff. Like,
I don't need that.
Yeah, no, like sometimes once in a blue moon when I open my requested messages,
ooh, yeah,
I get the weirdest stuff sometimes, man. Mm-hmm. Like people be talking to me like I don't know, like they know me, like, hey, how are you? Hi, beautiful.
Always.
And it's like, okay. Sometimes I'm like, why doesn't my man talk to me like this?
Right? Come on, take notes.
You know? Take you notes. Know? But yeah, no, I... Or like sometimes, do you ever get like random people sending you random reels and stuff?
No, that's never happened.
I get that.
That's weird.
Yeah. I used to get so many sugar daddy messages.
Oh, absolutely.
Which were fake. We're fake.
Of course, but once in a while.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
This will have to be for a different episode, but I once signed up for the sugar daddy websites.
Did you?
I did.
So did I. Nothing came of it, but I did too.
I was talking to this one person who actually, they were very nice.
Okay, period.
Yeah, like that was the only memorable person.
Girl, you did not need to have that so close.
I am so sorry.
The sound waves were like maxed out.
Sorry.
That's so funny.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
That is.
I'm so sorry.
she'd like to put out her public statement. If any teacher wants to come sit next to her, make sure she's okay. Now
bitch!
Is the time. Okay, well,
you bitch.
I mean,
you bitch.
Wow, that was so sultry and nice. Okay, well, anyways, we're gonna wrap it up there because we're nearing an hour. That's crazy. So thank you so much for watching.
Thank the people. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fangirling with us.
And we'll fangirl with you next week. Bye-bye.